BMores92Q.com. Yatu Sabe, your boy Dirty Rice.
I'm Persian Nicole. We are hashtag Feed Me With Cash Out.
Hey.
What
up, player?
What a dude. You about to twerk in here.
Bro, I'm trying to turn up with you one time, man. I be seeing the videos, man. I'm trying to turn up.
He just wants to see some ass. That's it.
Who don't, though?
I like a nice ass. It has to be a nice firm ass. I don't like the droopy asses. Like, it has to be like the perfect round.
The heart shaped joint. With the cuffs on the bottom. Or the boy shorts. Pear shape. The pear shape. Nah, it's called the pear shape. Nah, the body shape is the pear. Because the apple, you know, she kind of chunky on the top.
Oh, I get it.
So the pear is like she's slim in the waist and she got that fat ass on the bottom. Okay. Y'all can call it whatever y'all want. It's the pear over here.
All right, so let's talk about Epic. Yeah. All right, so they signed you for a one album deal.
Yeah.
The one album didn't happen.
Uh-uh.
What was the whole situation with that?
Conflict, you know, between, you know, I guess, you know, picking records or whatever, you know. We came in, we brought, you know, cashing out to the table. It did what it did. So we had wanted to go with Hold Up, Future and Wale, because it was already going crazy in the streets and, you know, in Atlanta and radio and everything. So, you know, they wanted to go another direction. And once they seen it didn't work, then tried to come back to Hold Up at the last minute, which we paid for the videos and everything, you know, worked it. And, you know, they pushed it to the first. They can, you know, push it, I think, like top 15, something like that. And, you know, after that, it was just, you know, a big, you know, conflict of what we gonna go with. And, you know, when we should just stuck to the strategy, you know, of us bringing the record to the table, unless we just fumbled. But we didn't fumble, you feel me? We brought a number one record across the board, you know, rhythmic and urban, you feel me? Like, and that was crazy, you know, surprised them, went gold, the first gold plaque, you know, far as hip hop. When I stepped in the building, I brought the first plaque in the building far as hip hop, you feel me? So, you know, since L.A. Reid came to the building.
Right.
And, you know, we set a lot of standards and, you know, we just seen that the it wasn't going as what we planned when we first, you know, got to the building, how we talked and, you know, put things together. And, you know, we just sent our hit up the lawyer and just told him to send her, you know, the release. And it wasn't no stress. You know, they weren't like, y'all owe us $1 million. You know, they respected it. And we just, they felt where we were coming from. And, you know, they respected our decision and, you know, let us do what we do. And, you know, once they did that, we was right back to doing what we do. Like,
right,
you know, far as independent.
Bangers.
Yeah, independent. Because, you know, when we came to them, cashing out was top 25, you feel me? Like, so they had to do light work. So it wasn't enough for us to, you know, get a record and just do what we do and find a great home. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, it wasn't nothing about no money or nothing like that. It was just finding a place where we can just handle business in a comfortable way and just keep going with these records and get ready for an album.
Word. Now, you my kind of rapper. Know what I'm saying? We talking about Keisha. We banging out Ninas. We got shorties twerking. And you've been grinding for a minute. What has been the and you've been on tour with August, too. What's been the craziest thing that's happened to you on the road?
Take that back. Ty Dolla $ign.
Ty Dolla?
Yeah, that's what I was on tour with. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I apologize.
Yeah. Ty Dolla $ign. But, man,
I know you be having the goons out there, too.
Nah, on this tour, it was actually just me and my road manager, you feel me? Because, you know, everybody was good. It's family, you know, Ty Dolla and his people was on there. It was a bunch of just family love. But, you know, the girls be exciting, you know, at the after party on the bus and stuff like that. It'd be fun, you know, it'd be great times. You know, I be doing club dates, so it was like my first experience of, you know, house blues, tour life, you know, hard sell tickets, you know, packed out events, all races and things like that. So, you know, that was real crazy. You know, they're accepting every song I get on stage and do, whether it's new. They ain't even have to know the song. I just broke it to where they knew it. You feel me? Like when I did Mexico, I broke it that night. When they left, they knew it. They knew Mexico. I knew they went and downloaded it or something on iTunes. So, you know, it was a great experience. It made me want to, when I got off of it, I was like, man, this is what I got to do next, you know. After this album and things like that, I want to do me one of these real tours, you know, instead of just clubs all the time, you know.
Word. All right, so let's head over to your Instagram. One Cash Out, right?
Yeah, One Cash
All right, out. So about 4 days ago, you posted a picture with you and basketball wife, Malaysia Pargo.
How you know?
I'm on your Instagram.
She be twatching. She be twatching.
Anyway, so would you ever hook up with Miss Malaysia Pargo, basketball wife's LA? She's currently going through a divorce right now, actually. So would you ever do a little twerk session with Miss Malaysia or something like that?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely. She was twerking that night.
She was?
Yeah, she was like, I told them don't let you get on stage till I got here. You know, and she you know, she was real super cool, you know, beautiful lady, you know, and we just had a good time. It was a great time that night. Great
hey, y'all, party. It's real close. that the girls was out that night. That's all of it all. What celebrities would you love to see twerk on you? What is like your favorite celebrity, WCW, every week?
I ain't even got no. I ain't never ever posted a woman crush, I don't think.
So
on
now this
got to
be your first time.
Yeah, definitely Nikki, Iggy. Talking about
Iggy
that.
Can get it.
What about Sierra? She just dropped the baby, so she about to get that body back right.
Nah, I don't want to see her. That's future. It's my
boy. No, I don't want to see her.
I got to wait till after the baby if I'm going to hit Sierra.
People got to have gonna get the body back right.
I ain't got time ain't about right. Walking up on me talking about what you mean my girl got.
We don't need that drama.
Don't check me, check your girl. You feel me? Like, for real, man. Like real player stuff. But
shout
out
to Floyd Mayweather.
Did you see the fight?
Nah, I was just watching it, you know, and that's real man to man though. You know, you handle that situation with your lady. You know, you never approach the man, you feel me, and be like, especially if y'all friends or y'all was friends before and right. you know how Floyd lived. That's just how he lived. And you know, the ladies mm-hmm. want to be around. So he got his own lady. So you right. know, I respect the situation, but I can't go into it because I don't know what happened. But I'm not finna question no man about, you know, either I'm gonna question the girl or I'm just not gonna deal with you no more. That's what it is. I'm not questioning none of my partners, none of that. T.I. claimed right. Pimp Squad Click, so he know what it is. You feel me? You gotta keep it pimping. You feel me?
T.I. ain't no more. Like, I would not have, like, went against Floyd, undefeated champ.
Anybody can get it. You know, ain't no discrimination, big, tall, small. You box or whatever, like you can't. It's never fold. Yeah, you feel me? So you know that's what it was. But at the end of the day, you never walk up and just be like, "Hey, nah." You gotta keep it respectable, you know, and just check your girl. And if she ain't following mm-hmm. what you know, if she ain't feeling what you saying, and you ain't got no respect in your mm-hmm. household, you feel me? So that's what it is.
Right now, Doughboys Cash Out and Cash Out. Is there always confusion with the two?
Not that I know of. You know, they've been had their name. I just legalized mine, you know, with the paperwork. They Doughboys Cash Out, and I'm Cash Out. So, you know, they from Detroit. You know, I'm from where right. I'm from. So, you know, they got they different. They sound of music. Mm. And I definitely got mine, you know, for the club bangers. You feel me? So, they doing their thing, and I'm doing mine. You know, I ain't no legal problems with the name. Right. So, you know, y'all keep y'all's, and I keep mine. That's what it is.
Because I know they got into a little situation. I think they got chain snatched. Mm-hmm. And yeah. Like,
the Rolex,
right? I thought of
yeah,
you
they
first.
Because
I'm like, not my guy, Cash
nah,
Out.
They
you know,
it was
he
me.
Got the, yeah, I was
they
like,
did.
He got
they
the
actually thought it was me, you know, because it happened in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You feel me? At the Waffle House, and they were talking about a $10,000 Rolex, but you know, mine's
yeah, they said it
icy,
in the paper,
right? So, you know, mine like
that's an
40.
Old man Rolex.
Yeah,
over there.
I'm looking at your watch over here.
Mine like 40, you feel
right.
me? Like, so, it wasn't my Rolex.
Can I get a closer look at the Rolex? Yeah.
She always trying to touch somebody's jewels.
This is
yo.
Nice. Baby, I'm telling you, ain't no diamonds missing or nothing. That, he kept good care of that right there. Yes.
You ain't robbing Cash Out.
I'm in my hometown. Right. Somebody around me gonna, you know, be protecting me on the low, like, for real. Ain't no slipping like that at no Waffle House with Jerry around. Because it's a dog-eat-dog world, you feel me? You got to realize the snakes and it's yep. a jungle, you know. So you can't just be feeling comfortable no matter where you at, your hometown, none of that. So, you know, I ain't slipping like that. Ain't yeah. no Waffle House.
You gotta
anyways.
Watch your back in a Waffle House. Nah, God
for
damn.
Real, definitely, man. It's
people
crazy
catch you slipping.
Where, yeah,
and they
you
rock
got,
your jewelry,
like,
make
walk
a YouTube center, video.
Let me catch you slipping, like
yeah,
you feel me?
That's
new
real.
Record, like for real, you can't slip like that with jewelry around. None of that. You gotta have your shooters around. You feel me? Ready to go. Mm-hmm.
All right, so your mom / your manager, right? She handles some business for you?
All my personal business.
All
know,
your personal business.
Yeah, as far as behind the scenes, you know, she never on the scenes. Like, she not here right mm-hmm. now, you feel me? But, you know, anything behind the scenes, bills, or anything, I can't just keep her in, all up with. She handle all that because it be so much, you know, so it's good to have a mom / manager there for you to handle your paper and all that, because you don't really trust everybody with money and things like that. So she hold that down from that aspect, you know, behind the scenes booking, getting all the flights and things together.
So she's booking your stuff, but soon she might be booking her own things because she's doing a reality show, right?
Yeah.
So how's that going to work out with you and mama and her balancing your bills, her bills? How's it going to work?
I think she can handle it. She, you know, she very savvy and, you know, can multitask, and she ain't got nothing else to do, you feel me? Like, but get this money. So, you know, ain't like she working anywhere else. So, you know, the focus is me, you know, and until the, you know, the show just take it to another level, you know, she's not really just, oh, this is what I'm focused on. It's definitely, I'm the main, you know, priority because I'm the one bringing in, you know, the funds right now. So that's what it is.
You ain't got no issues with, like, anybody trying to holler at your mother if that reality show happened? You know, that's Mom Dukes at the end of the day.
She grown, long as it's a man who gonna respect you, you feel me? Mm-hmm. None of my partners, none of that.
Oh, nah,
we gonna be on your head, so ain't no plan like that. But it's a man, you know, I respect him, you know, he respect her. That's what it is, you feel me?
All right, so next to that Rolly, you got a Louis Vuitton symbol, right, on your arm?
Yeah.
So what made you get that?
I don't know. I just wanted to do something. We was just in the tattoo place. Like, I got Yoshi right here, the Monopoly man.
You do have Yoshi.
Got Bob,
Yoshi,
Marty.
The best Mario character, too.
Yeah, Yoshi, Bob, right? I definitely got Bob. You know, I love Bob, so.
You got Bob on your shirt, Bob on your arm.
Yeah, so.
Wait, what did Keisha have?
Did you smoke some Bob before you came in here? This Baltimore, baby.
I don't know what it was when I landed, man. And, you know, I got to have it like Wiz, man, for real.
I feel you.
Yeah. All right. One Cash Out on Instagram. The real Cash Out on Twitter.
Twitter. Yeah.
All right. Anything you want anybody to know before you get up out of here?
No, check out She Twerking. Go get it if you ain't got
indeed.
It. The second single that's just we put up on iTunes called Mexico, going crazy right now, man. We dropped it on Cinco de Mayo and
my DJ.
Like,
turn up.
It was like, I want to go to Mexico, and you know, it was crazy, man. And we getting ready for the album. Let's get it, you know. So it's gonna be a cold summer, a lot of bangers, a lot of well-rounded music. It ain't gonna be like my mixtape. It's gonna be, you know, EDM music. It's gonna be R&B music, club bangers. It's gonna be all packaged in one. So it's gonna be a great all-around album. Well, you know, if you don't like this type of music, you gonna like this type of music. So that's what it's gonna be.
Can you spit something from your new album real quick?
Mm-mm.
Give us a little snippet?
Mm-mm.
A little sneak peek? One word? Damn, nothing?
I know I got a song called Let's Get It.
All right.
And it's like, I got the drugs and I got the plugs. They dropping a ticket. They stare at my pants and be like, but what's in them britches?
Hey.
Keep red bottoms on the bottom of my shoes. They like how we kick it. I had a boss talk with my crew and I told them, let's get it. Let's get it.
Let's get it.
Yes, indeed. It's
and
Cash
both
out.
Of them out. Facts. So them the three records that's out. She Twerking Mexico and Let's Get It. You know the three records that's definitely gonna be on the album.
All right, it's Cash Out right here with hashtag Femi.
What to do is Cash Out, and I'm hanging out with the beautiful Persian Nicole and my homie Dirty Rice. You dig? Let's get it.